Welcome to the latest midweek podcast. We are in Psalm 25 today. Psalm 25 and verse 14, which reads, "The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them." I'll read it again. "The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them." I wonder, would you say, perhaps you'd never say, do you ever think it's a dull thing to be a Christian? Bit same old, same old. We can think so, can't we? I'm sure we'd never say so, but we can think so, as if being a Christian is just a matter of we put our trust in Jesus, we get our get out of hell free card, slip it in our back pocket till the day we need it. Maybe some lessons about godliness to learn, what it means to live as a Christian, but basically that's it until heaven. And it can get a bit samey after a while, is that right? Well, not so fast, this verse says. What is salvation all about? It's not just about salvation from hell, that's not even half the story. It's about salvation to know God personally. And this verse, Psalm 25 verse 14, underscores that in two ways. Have a look at the first half of it again. The Lord confides in those who fear him. Another version, the English Standard Version, puts it like this. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him. Or the secret counsel of the Lord is for those who fear him. And that reminds us what being a Christian is all about. God, who is Father, Son and Holy Spirit, three persons who've been relating to one another in such perfect love for all eternity, will now, through their great plan, draw us in to become a part of that relationship. Two, in the Lord Jesus, we're invited in to that circle of relationship between the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, to know them too, personally. That's why we get words like the Lord confides, the Lord's friendship, the secret counsel of the Lord are for us if we fear him. Can you imagine what it would be like to be invited in one night to have supper with the royal family or to join them at Sandringham for Christmas? Just that sense you'd have of, you know, if they really invited you right into the heart of the family and just started to treat you almost as one of them. What a mind-blowing thing it would be as you look round the table and saw them all there, these great names, wanting you to be a part of that relationship they already share. Well, that's just a tiny thing compared to this. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, drawing us in to know them personally, to share in personal relationship with them. And then secondly, in the verse, second half of it says, he makes his covenant known to them, to those who fear him. God's covenant, kind of technical Bible language almost, for God's commitment to those he saves, his committed, promised love to his people. And this isn't saying he makes it known in the sense that there was once a time where we didn't know God's covenant and then he draws us to himself in the Lord Jesus and now we do. This is talking about going on in knowledge, growing in knowledge. So think of an estate agent showing you around a house you've never seen before and the trouble they take to show you around, show you every room, give you a sense of all the great things about that place. I mean, they've got an agenda, they want you to buy it. But yep, think of them doing that, helping you to get to know that place better and better. Imagine you buy it, you move in, how over the years that follow you'll get to know it even better. Well, this is talking about something like that. The Lord showing us more and more of the extent of his commitment to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2 verse 7, Paul talks about how in the coming ages God will show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. People sometimes say, sometimes they do say, won't it get a bit boring in heaven in the new creation? You know, after a few million years there, won't things be a bit dull? Won't we want something different? Well, this says we need have no fear of that. It says eternity, one of the things that's going to mark out eternity is God showing us more and more of the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. It's immeasurable. at kindness. There will always be more to learn, and one of the features of life then will be ever-increasing delight as we understand and spot new things about his grace and kindness to us in his Son. Well, Psalm 25 verse 14 is saying, that starts now, as he makes his covenant known to us now. And one aspect of that that has particularly struck me from this psalm is the absolutely bold expectation of forgiveness that we can have as we're conscious of our sins. It's very striking. Psalm 25, David, who writes it, is very aware of his sins. He mentions them two or three times through the course of the psalm. Have a look at verse 7. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. In verse 11, again, for the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. It's there in verse 18. Look upon my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. David's very conscious of his sins. One of the things that happens as we reflect on God's covenant and on his faithfulness, his commitment to us, is we realise more and more how unfaithful we are to him. But notice these words in Psalm 25, which are written by David but come ultimately from the Lord, show us that we can boldly expect to be forgiven for our sins. That is the extent of God's commitment to us in Christ. We can say verse 7 to him when we've sinned, remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for your good, O Lord. It's as if we're saying, you must forgive me because of this covenant. If you don't, you won't be good, but I know that you are. Isn't that an extraordinary thing? God's kindness, his commitment to us, his covenant love for us in Christ is such that he says to us, you can speak to me like this. You can demand forgiveness when you know that you've sinned. You don't have to worry. You don't have to tiptoe around the edge of where I am. Come in and demand it, because in Christ it's yours. Isn't that a glorious thing? Let's thank him for that now. Let's pray. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for the wonder of who you are, that you draw us in to know you in the Lord Jesus, that we can know you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we praise you for the wonder of your covenant committed love that makes that so. We are so sorry about all the times we think as if it's not a big deal to be a Christian. Maybe even a dull thing sometimes we think. Forgive us, please. We thank you so much for your kindness and your faithfulness, and that they are so great that you want us to know that we can turn to you and expect to be forgiven as we do so, because of what you've done through your Son, the Lord Jesus. By your Spirit, please help us to know more and more of your extraordinary love for us in him, and to delight more and more in knowing you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And then let's pray for our church family too. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the way that you have kept us over these recent months. We thank you particularly for the gift of being able to return to Sunday meetings in the church building, being able to gather together with you again. We pray for those who can't do that and ask that you would continue to sustain and bless them. We pray especially for those who are worried about or looking for work right now. Please would you provide just the right thing at just the right time and give them a deep confidence in your care and your provision for them. And we pray too for those awaiting important exam results, thinking of those getting A-level results tomorrow and GCSE results next week. We pray for great peace for them, a calm confidence as they remember your fatherly care for your people. And we do pray that you'd give great wisdom if there are any quick decisions that need to be made tomorrow or in the next few days in the light of those results. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us. Do join us this evening for our church prayer meeting, 8 o'clock on Zoom. Details in the email about this podcast. Do come ready to share some things you want to give thanks for in the light of what's happened in recent weeks. And then don't forget the pandemic prayer meeting Friday morning, 8:30 a.m. And don't forget to be booking in for church this Sunday. If it's possible, it is really helpful if you can be booking in sooner rather than later. Have a good rest of the week.